Most entrepreneurs waste an insane amount of time trying to build their business. They're online 24/7, sacrificing their private life and burning out in the process. This is going to end right now. Welcome to the Content Lounge podcast. I'm your host, Virginia De Assis. I'm a serial entrepreneur, copywriter, business coach, and recovered workaholic. I know what it takes to go from burnt out and overwhelmed to building a six-figure business, posting only once a week and working less than 5 hours per day. My secret? Cutting out all the crap that doesn't move the needle forward in your business and producing content that actually attracts clients and gets you paid while living your best life. Want to create a business and a life you love? Sit back, relax, and let your content do the work for you. Hello, hello, and a big warm welcome to today's episode of the Content Lounge podcast. I am so excited. I have a very special guest. Her name is Marvi. Marvi is amazing. I know her since a while already. She's in my mastermind, and I have just fallen head over heels in love with her because she's one of the sweetest people I know and also an incredible marketer and business owner. So hi, Marvi. I'm so happy you're here.
Hi, Virginia. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited that I can feel my heart in my mouth right now. Thank you.
I'm happy that you're excited to be here, but there's nothing to be scared of. So let's stick with the excitement. So can you tell us a little bit about what you do and the business that you've built?
I help cyberspace entrepreneurs package their knowledge and wisdoms into profitable passive offers so that they can take a break from one-on-one if they want to without guilt or huge income dips. I also teach in Turkish in my native language. I have lots of passive offers around marketing, sales, personal branding, and money mindset. These are my go-to topics.
Yeah. I mean, it's really incredible what you've built. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey? Because you've built a really remarkable brand in Turkey, right? It's quite big. People recognize you on the street. Can you tell us a little bit about how that all came to be?
Yes. Before I start to become well-known on social media, I'm going to give you a little backstory because it's going to all make sense why I start my personal brand. Also, how I hold myself when things not going well and being all alone and without having a support. So backstory, I was a social media manager in 2013. Life happened. I have to leave the country. I didn't know anyone. I didn't know how to speak English, but I know I meant from my gut, I need to make something else from my life. I meant to do bigger things so that I can change my life. I moved to another country in Canada and things get very rough. I didn't expect that I was going to start all over again. And I take so many different jobs and build myself through the ground so that I can go back to my passion, job that social media marketing once again. Finally, I made it in 2016. I start to pick freelancing clients. And then in around 2018, I felt burnout because I didn't know back then because as a newbie, I didn't know any better. I was doing 5 people job in the small beauty agency and taking a couple of clients with 5 people responsibilities. It was heavy on me. I burned out and back to my country. And I learned that my grandma passed away, which my family hidden from me for years. And with having a grief, having a breakdown, burnout, plus I was fainting at that time. I learned that I have autoimmune disease. I'm like, wow, what's going on with my life? All right. So I have 2 options. I can very feel bad about myself, which I can have that. Also, I have still another option that I can make my life even better. Why not have both? I can hold it both. So I started my YouTube channel because I'm also a generator and creative person and I love creating things. Okay, how I'm going to process this with me creating a content. That was my outlet to deal with my life situations at that time. And the worst thing happened is while everything go down, while your emotions ups and down and dealing with a bunch of things, what will worst thing happen? You know, you post on your content and people say bad things about you. I didn't think that's going to happen because no one knows me. I'm just going to post 2 videos about how to grow your brand on social media, very business oriented. But me showing a little bit courage, like around my chest, I attract wrong people. I'm like, guys, there's a porn for that. Why don't you go watch? This is a social media marketing business related topic. And it hit me hard because having all those situations, plus me trying to do something, plus getting comments like that kind of hold me a little bit. And then I'm coming from a Muslim country, but I'm very open-minded. Also, I blend in North American social culture. I didn't even think me showing little skin will be a thing. I didn't even notice. I was keep posting YouTube videos, but the most important thing here, when I build my personal brand, very first year of my year, I become someone else because I have to hide myself, my true self, to make sure I fit in my culture, make sure they accept me. So I started to dress up someone that I never dress up like that. I close my buttons up to my neck and I gain a little bit weight and make sure I was acceptable and look professional enough so they can listen my marketing tips and strategies that I'm sharing, which worked. At that time, it worked. For a year, I built someone. It's not me. And I didn't even know I was going to grow so much. I just wanted to replace my monthly income. And that's it. And it gone beyond. Once I reached my goals and my account exploded in 2020 with Reels. And I didn't know what to do. All those demands. Imagine you getting thousands of comments and hundreds of DMs every second. I have to turn off my notifications. And I realized something needs to change. I was changing. And in 2021 and 2022 up till this point, I start to show my more personality, how I think, how I feel, how's my thought process. That was the core components of building my personal brand. And as I grow, obviously a bunch of thoughts came up, like what if people think if I, you know, change my clothes a little bit? What if people think if I am growing as a person, I have a different thought now. What if I left some people behind? So all those things coming up, but you still following the journey. Something I always say that entrepreneurship is a personal growth journey. And if you hate knowing yourself and getting to know yourself in a deeper level and stop expanding, it's going to be a rough time. But if you enjoy like I do, it's a beautiful journey. And it's not always rainbow and shine.
Yeah. Yeah, I 100% agree. I think I always say to friends who are asking me, like, how can you run a social media business? Isn't this so stressful? And how do you deal with judgment? No, social media was the best thing that happened to my self-worth. Not because my business is so successful, but because it showed me on the way to success, all the places where I was still tying my self-worth to external factors and prioritizing other people's opinion over my own truth. And I took each and every one of those moments as an invitation to step up, knowing who I am, getting more and more grounded and anchored into my truth, my personality, who I am and what I want for my life. And that's been an incredible up level overall for both my personal, my private life, and for my business, of course. But we have to be open to let ourselves be triggered and let ourselves know, okay, these are things that are happening in life. And also I have the power to choose my reactions to those. This is also something that we've talked about a lot in the mastermind, and I'm not surprised. You've said a lot about how people reacted because you're coming from a Muslim country, and people felt really triggered by how you looked, and they responded a lot. Do you think that's a particular challenge that is maybe not as predominant in other cultures? Or do you think with like over 80,000 followers, like that's just how it is across cultures? Like that's just what it's like to have a large audience.
It's kind of black and white. Some people very liberal. They don't care. They're just here to, they follow me to hear what I am about to say. And some people just, they pick, oh, your hair looks, you have some white hair. You have under eye bag. You don't look good today. There's people always.
You're like the cutest person on the. Like, you look so good on every time I see you on video. Even on like just a regular coaching call, I'm like, damn, she looks. How can they think of you? I don't understand.
Imagine that, like, if I didn't look, take care of myself, I can imagine other people what they are getting. So there's people like that heavily. And also there's people. I don't care how you look or how you dressed up. It's okay. I have amazing clients who use hijab. Also amazing clients who can dress up whatever they want. So there's people like that. I speak to those people, but there's always some sort of hate everywhere and attacking my body or how I dress up. It's just another level. And I never experienced this in North American cultures. So yeah. It's a different.
Yeah. I know you also want to do great for the people in your country. You're working on a lot of different projects. Is there something that you can share? Because I know you want to grow beyond passive income.
Yes. Right now, I realize that our market is not ready. And I know when you go to the market, when the market is not ready, the first one is going to have a hard time. Because you need to explain and teach people what it is first. They need to get it. And it's huge risk and financial point as well. But there is something I want to do. I want to create a platform where people can host their own passive offers as a SaaS company. Right now it's quite early, but there's something in my mind that I can make that happen too. Yes.
That's so exciting. I love hearing when people that we meet inside the coaching industry and, you know, they're like teaching and they have courses and are like, oh, but I also have this other idea. And it has nothing to do with like just an information. It has like a more tangible aspect to it. So I'm always like super curious to hear that and just hear like the creation process. Are you already actively working toward that? Are you already collaborating with software engineers or building towards it, or is this something that right now I'm building this out and preparing mentally, emotionally, financially for it? Which place of the journey are you at?
I like the last sentence you said. I am preparing myself more emotionally, mentally. And if I want to get it done, I have already developers and people, connections, and everything set. The important part is make sure the market is ready and also make sure I am ready for that because it's going to go big. I know.
Yeah. I think this is something that people underestimate is how much we have to hold mentally and emotionally.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And that's the part I remember when I start very first time in my social media marketing. Managing clients, I just scheduled posts and write captions like, okay. And I was hearing people saying like big marketing gurus, your mindset is important. And I'm like, what is that? Now I'm like, oh my God, now I get it.
I hear you. The first time when people were telling me they're like a mindset coach and stuff, or they ask me about mindset blocks, and I came in if I have a problem with getting shit done and procrastination, I literally thought it means work ethic. So I hear you. I know you're also branching out into the English speaking market. I would love to know, first of all, for English speaking listeners, where can I find LeCue online and what are you preparing for them? I think that's really exciting.
Yes, I am preparing something that passive offers. It's on how to create your mini course that you can attract new clients and without creating 50 videos and huge online courses, so that you can also upsell, downsell and introduce your other offers. Because mini courses changed my life. I used to have very big courses and I switched to having multiple courses, and people can join anytime. Like having a huge market, people come in, they can pick where they need, what they need, and they can move from there. That's how I also attract my one-on-one clients. They follow the journey through my passive offers and they reach me out instead of me talking about it all the time. I never mention my one-on-ones, but I always get the clients booked out and that at that year. So I'm working on this mini course toolkit, the product. I will be sharing the links next week. Also, I have Reels Growth Kit, which I think it's amazing. I was creating the product. I'm like, holy shit, this is so good. Because I have 300 faceless Reels ideas, 1100 Reels prompts, and a bunch of other tools that it's going to help people if they are selling their courses through Reels. They can reach more people. At the same time, they can sell in autopilot as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's like something, okay, if you're listening and you're like, I want to grow my audience, I would really like encourage you to check out Murby. I think your Instagram is Passive Offer Queen, right? Because like you are so good at growing with Reels. I don't know. I have never really figured out how to largely grow my audience. So like, I don't know, multiple 5 or 6 figure followers or beyond. I'm very good at converting. I am amazing at audience growth. It's a very focused, targeted way of audience growth. But I hear what you're saying with not wanting to post a million videos to attract your clients and like making your low ticket passive offers, your mini courses, really, really good. And then people will reach out anyway. I mean, in a sense, I think that's like somewhat similar to what I do with my $37 offers as well, right? That's the kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. In that case, like if you're interested in building something like that, definitely check out Murphy because she has perfect. And I think it's just also much more fun to get paid for audience growth and get paid for client attraction, because marketing like can be such a profitable activity. Like it doesn't always have to be creating more free content. So that is definitely something. Yeah, that I think a lot more coaches should learn. If you have like a small platform, low ticket offers are so great for growing. All right. What is the one thing that you wish for yourself or for the coaching industry for 2024? What is one thing that you're really aspiring or hoping for?
I think what keeps me going is personal growth and just getting to know myself even more and see the obstacles, the mind, the chatter in my head. I wonder how can I manage it better. Also, in one of your podcasts, you mentioned something, being there. Oak tree in the middle of the storm.
Yeah.
And my goal is being your mastermind, also putting myself out and getting the support that I always neglected all my life. It's a very challenging for me. And how can I be that oak tree and just stand?
Yeah.
It happens around me. How can I be that person? That's my goal.
That is one of the most important components, I think, of a growing business. The more clients you have, the more followers you have, the more offers you have, the larger just your business scales, like the winds are going to get rougher and rougher. It's like climbing Mount Everest, the higher you get up, like climate is going to get more and more like choppy, rough, cold, windy. And being able to withstand all of those storms is a huge component of growing your brand, like seven figures or multiple seven figures. People will project, people will say things where what will make you even think. It's really surprising sometimes how people react. So yeah, I think that's a journey that we all go together. And I also just want to point out, like, I think it's so nice. Like, you're in the mastermind, you have access to all the programs, and you still listen to the podcast. Like, that is what I find makes, like, some clients really stand out, is, like, I don't have to chase you to, like, do the work. You're like, no, I'm doing the work, and I'm coming in to ask for something. Is that, like, a mindset? Like, where does that mindset come from? Because, I wish every client was like that.
I think my whole life being independent and always find a solution for myself, it also helped me that. I know it's a little bit traumatic. I never had support from my own family, my dad and my father and my mother. And I never feel supported by them. So I didn't have a choice to support myself.
Yeah.
And because of that, I was the person, if I want to do something, I go do it. I don't need someone to tell me or hold my hand. That's why if I need, I know my responsibility. So I don't show other people. I make sure I have to do what I have to do. And then for me, it was hard to ask for a support or ask, hey, can you help me? Or because I always did everything by myself. That was my challenge. But now I'm kind of breaking that. So that helped me a lot. But no matter what, if you want to reach something, if you have goals, no one going to come to your door and they're going to do it for you. That's not their responsibilities, including your coach, your mentor, your teachers. I mean, we all go to school everywhere in the world. I'm pretty sure it's the same. When you go to school, you learn something and then teacher give you a homework. And then you go home and you do the homework and bring the results. You don't call your teacher five times. How can I do my homework? I don't understand. You don't do that. Or teacher doesn't do your homework too. So why don't we play the same mentality here in the entrepreneurship? So we need to make sure what's our responsibilities and what we need to do. That's how I operate.
Yeah. And I hear you 100%. I remember I had a similar conversation with an integrity client where she was like, well, I didn't feel like I got anything out of it. And I was like, well, you didn't show up to a single call. It's the same thing in school, as you just said it. Like, you can pay the tuition for university, but if you don't show up to class, you don't do the work and you don't study for your exam, you're going to fail. And like, that is how life is. And I think a lot of people think they can just throw a ton of money at a coach or even a consultant, and then their business is going to grow on its own. But that's not true. Like, those people aren't actually in the right mindset to do anything with their investment. And if that's the expectation, then I would say, well, keep the money, buy yourself one Chanel bag and be done with life. Like,
yeah.
But that's not the mindset and the energy and the vibe is going to build or create anything great, in my opinion. So I'm so glad we like you got to share that, because this is really like, if you take one thing away, like, just look at the mindset and the energy that Barbie brings to the table. And yes, you're right. Like, you get to allow yourself support now and you get to allow yourself more ease and more separation from the drama of other people that they are bringing into your world. Like, as a side effect of the large audience, but overall, like, your mindset is really something that I think will allow you to accomplish greatness. And now the work for you is to allow yourself to achieve that greatness that you were always meant for in a way that is healthy, sustainable, and joyful and happy and with peace of mind, rather than, oh, getting to the top, but it's really hard.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like you said, it's the mindset part. I love how you articulate things. I just love listening.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I think we can wrap this up. If you want to find Marvi on Instagram, it's at Passive Offer Queen. And you also have a YouTube channel. How can we find you on YouTube?
It's in Turkish. You just type on Marve online. You can find me on my other accounts, which is 85,000 followers, Marve online, or Marve online. Type on YouTube, it will pop up. But it's all in Turkish, sorry.
If you are based in Turkey or you speak Turkish, definitely check out Marve on YouTube or her Turkish Instagram account. And yeah, that's right. If you want to check out her Turkish content too, Marve online on Instagram as well. But her English account is brand new. It's growing. Passive Offer Queen. I highly recommend you give her a follow. Like, you can just tell from the content too. She clearly knows what she's doing. So definitely recommend giving her a follow. Thank you so much for, can we actually get the link to your Passive Offer Kit? Then I'll pop that in the show notes as well.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. Like, your mindset is amazing. People can learn so much just by witnessing you and like the personal growth, the obstacles you've overcome in your way. I really appreciate you taking the time to share your journey, the lessons that you've learned along the way.
I appreciate that you having me here. It's such a pleasure that being one of my favorite podcasts. Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. That makes me really happy. Content loungers, listen up. This is your chance to ditch the hustle and take a massive leap in your business and your income. This month, one of you guys is going to work with me one-on-one, and together we will create a content strategy that turns you into a client, a money magnet without working more. This is valued at over $2,000. And to get in on this, simply leave me a 5-star review, take a screenshot, and DM it to me on Instagram. Wishing y'all massive success in your business. See you next week. And until then, sit back, relax, and let your content do the work for you.